This goes to Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, Sackett, S-A-C-K-E-T-T, hyphen Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R, P-A-C. Fax 231-796-5562. Regarding Kathleen, middle name Ann, A-N-N-E, Baker, B-A-K-E-R, date of birth January 26th of 1950. Dear Miss Sackett Foster, this is a consultation for Mrs. Baker, who requested a reestablishment with this practice for stage 3A chronic kidney disease. Her initial visit with this practice was on October 2nd of 2012. She was evaluated for elevated creatinine levels of about 1.3. She was using ibuprofen over the counter three times a week for pain, and she did stop that prior to the consultation. She had no other symptoms of chronic kidney disease. She did have a kidney ultrasound done 10-8 of 2012. Her right kidney was 10 centimeters, the left was 9.6, and she had a small 0.4 centimeter stone, a possible stone, on the left, without any evidence of hydronephrosis or any other masses. Her most recent labs were done 9/26 of 22, and her creatinine level was 1.07 with estimated GFR of 50. And by the time that she had her last labs done for this office was May 2nd of 2017, creatinine was 1.07 at that time. She was changed to follow-up as needed at that point because she was doing very, very well. So now she'll reestablish and have lab studies done every 6 months and annual follow-up visits with this practice. Her past medical history is significant for hyperlipidemia, degenerative arthritis, a history of left eyelid ptosis, it's P-T-O-S-I-S, osteopenia, past surgical history, she's had a colonoscopy, a left knee meniscus repair, tubal ligation, left breast biopsy for a benign lesion, and bilateral eye lift this year for difficulty seeing. Social history, the patient has never smoked. She does consume one small glass of alcohol once daily, but never more than that. She is a retired teacher. She's married, lives with her husband. They usually travel to Florida for 2 months in February and March every year. So family history is positive for stroke, breast carcinoma, atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, cancer, and adult onset hydrocephalus in her father. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Lamisil. Medications, Crestor, she takes 15 milligram daily. Calcium and vitamin D, it's a 600 milligram tab, one or two a day. CoQ10, 200 milligram daily, and a multivitamin once a day. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 26th of 2022. And as previously stated, her creatinine was 1.07, and this was stable. Electrolytes were normal. Her calcium is 9.5. Her albumin, 3.9. Liver enzymes are normal. Her total cholesterol, 170. Triglycerides, 72. HDL cholesterol is 68. LDL is 88. We don't have a recent cell count or urinalysis. physical examination. Height is 65 inches, weight 154 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 116 over 68, pulse 84. Oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no palpable masses, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender. No hepatosplenomegaly, no masses, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, there's no edema, no ulcerations, no rashes, lesions, no bruising. Fetal pulses are 2+. Her toes are cool, but she has brisk capillary refill and normal nails on both feet. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable and actually improved levels. This goes back as far as 2012. And 2, hyperlipidemia with excellent lipid panel on rosuvastatin or Crestor. We've asked the patient to continue her current low-salt diet. She will avoid the use of oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. We'd like her to have lab studies done every 6 months. She'll get them done again after they return from Florida, which will be in May. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.